At the Winter Olympics in Sochi, the U.S. men's hockey team completed a perfect 3-0 run through the opening round with a 5-1 win over Slovenia. Phil Kessel recorded the first American hat-trick in the Olympics since 2002. In hockey, that's when a player is able to score 3 goals in a single game. Ryan Miller lost his shutout bid with 17.6 seconds left in the game. He made 17 saves in his Sochi debut. The Americans finished atop Group A and earned an automatic spot in the quarterfinals. This came one day after the United States defeated Russia 3-2 in an amazing shootout win. American snowboarder Jackie Hernandez took a nasty spill during a seeding run Sunday morning and had to be taken off the course. Hernandez is a native of Londonderry, Vermont. In college basketball, the Albany women's team kept its unbeaten record in America East Conference play intact after the Great Danes beat Maine 58-56. Elsewhere, the Siena men's team fell to Canisius 92-88 in triple overtime. Billy Barron scored a career-high 40 points. This follows a 65-64 loss to Marist on Friday. Number 4 Wichita State defeated Evansville 84-68. Number 18 Creighton beat Villanova 101-80. Nebraska won against number 9 Michigan State 60-51. 13th-ranked Louisville passed Rutgers 102-54. Number 21 Wisconsin topped number 15 Michigan 75-62, and it was Temple over number 23 SMU 71-64. In the NBA, the Eastern Conference has won the highest-scoring NBA All-Star game ever. Kyrie Irving was named the game's MVP after scoring 31 points and collecting 14 assists to lead the East past the West 163-155. Carmelo Anthony made an All-Star record 8 three-pointers and scored 30 points. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.